And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. Hello, listeners. This is Nick from Scripture Central, and today's podcast addresses the question, did Book of Mormon prophets know about Jesus Christ before his birth? Just over 200 years ago, the angel Moroni appeared to the young Joseph Smith on the evening of September 21, 1823. Throughout the night, Moroni instructed Joseph Smith about a record written on gold plates and buried nearby. Joseph Smith would eventually translate this record by the gift and power of God as the Book of Mormon. The visitation of Moroni to Joseph Smith has traditionally been interpreted by Latter-day Saints to be a fulfillment of one of the events that John saw and recorded in the Book of Revelation. According to John, he saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. This angel would also come to announce that the hour of his judgment is come, therefore preparing the world for the Lord's second coming. As noted by Duane S. Crowther, many aspects of this prophecy connect neatly to the angel Moroni, as the angel in Revelation is said to, 1. Come bringing the everlasting gospel. 2. He said he would bring the gospel with him, implying that he would come in a time of apostasy. 3. This gospel would be preached throughout the world. 4. He would come before the hour of God's judgment. And 5. The angel's message would include the admonition to worship and fear the Creator of heaven and earth. As such, although additional fulfillments of this prophecy can be observed, these 5 points combine to give clear indication that the coming of Moroni on September 21, 1823, offered one powerful fulfillment of this prophecy in a complete and literal manner. First, just as this angel had the everlasting gospel to preach to those on the earth, the Lord sent Moroni to Joseph Smith, declaring that I have sent him unto you to reveal the Book of Mormon, containing the fullness of my everlasting gospel. The designation of the Book of Mormon as containing the everlasting gospel was apparently made known to Joseph Smith during Moroni's visits throughout the night. As Joseph later reported, he, Moroni, said there was a book deposited, written upon gold plates. He also said that the fullness of the everlasting gospel was contained in it, as delivered by the Savior. That is to say, Moroni's first meeting with Joseph Smith was directly connected to sharing the everlasting gospel, just as the angel in Revelation was prophesied to do. Second, this announcement came at the end of a long period when precious things had been lost from the gospel and covenants had been taken away. Through Joseph Smith, the Lord restored his church and his gospel. The Book of Mormon, the everlasting gospel delivered by Moroni, was critical in that process, as important truths regarding the nature of mankind and the plan of salvation were restored to the earth. As such, Joseph Smith could rightly declare, "Take away the Book of Mormon and the Revelations, and where is our religion? We have none." A third component to the fulfillment of this prophecy, as noted by Crowther above, is that the gospel would be sent to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. The Book of Mormon came forth to speak to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. And for that reason, the three witnesses proclaimed their testimony of the angel and the Book of Mormon plates unto all nations, kindreds, tongues, and people unto whom this work shall come. Latter-day Saints today participate in the fulfillment of this aspect of the prophecy, as implied in a revelation given in November 1831 that uses language from Revelation chapter 14, verses 6 through 7. As Richard D. Draper and Michael D. Rhodes have noted, in this revelation the Lord broadens the interpretation to include not only Moroni, but also all church members serving in their callings as missionaries who are taking the teachings of that book and a warning message to all the nations of the earth. Fourth, many of Moroni's instructions to Joseph Smith involved quoting scriptures from the Old and New Testaments regarding the need to prepare for the Lord's coming. Furthermore, according to Joseph Smith, Moroni informed me of great judgments which were coming upon the earth, with great desolations by famine, sword, and pestilence, and that these grievous judgments would come on the earth in this generation. The Book of Mormon likewise contains many injunctions to prepare for the second coming of the Lord, so that we may stand before God. Finally, Moroni's message was ultimately, as John prophesied, directed for us to fear God and give glory to Him, and worship Him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. Speaking about the Book of Mormon, Joseph Smith taught that a man would get nearer to God by abiding by its precepts than any other book. As such, it is a message to point us to Christ so that we might know that Jesus is the Christ, the eternal God, manifesting Himself unto all nations. Such, ultimately, is the reason the gospel has always been shared. Another notable aspect about this angel, as revealed in Doctrine and Covenants, section 133, verse 36, includes how he hath appeared unto some, thus showing that multiple people may have had divine experiences with this angel prior to 1831. Many early saints have recorded meeting an angel in connection with the plates, such as the Three Witnesses or Mary Whitmer. This angel is often presumed to be Moroni due to his role as the guardian and revealer, especially of the everlasting gospel contained in the Book of Mormon. And of course, like other prophecies, this prophecy in Revelation chapter 14 could likewise have multiple fulfillments. Joseph Smith, for example, stated that the Lord in the last days would commit the keys to a witness over all people. After quoting Revelation chapter 14, verse 6, Joseph Smith then remarked that John saw the angel having the priesthood who should preach. This has led John A. Perry and Donald W. Perry to observe that Moroni certainly had the priesthood, but he did not commit any priesthood keys. That was done by Peter, James, and John, Elijah, Moses, and others, as well as John the Baptist, who restored the Aaronic priesthood. When John began writing his revelation, he was instructed to write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Because of this instruction, it is clear that many of his writings pertain to events that had not yet happened as he wrote. Naturally, then, his prophecies are especially important to Latter-day Saints and others living in turbulent times. Due to the timing of this angel's appearance, it is especially evident that this angel pertains to the last days. While never identified by name in the Revelation, clear fulfillments of this prophecy can be found in the history of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Heavenly messengers, including Moroni, John the Baptist, Peter, James, and even John the Revelator himself, as well as others, came bringing essential components to the everlasting gospel that was to be preached to the entire world. As this gospel is found within the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, it is important to recognize the importance of this prophecy's fulfillment beginning in 1823, over 200 years ago. As the angel Moroni appeared, serving as the first major fulfillment of this prophecy, he revealed information about the Book of Mormon, which Moroni had himself completed and sealed up, and which now has been translated into over 100 languages and published to people all over the world. Indeed, it is clear that the everlasting gospel is being shared with every nation and kindred and tongue and people, as countless faithful saints are working to flood the earth with the Book of Mormon. Thank you for listening to this presentation from Scripture Central. For more information, please visit scripturecentral.org.